Do you remember? Have you carefully read the recent issues of the Watchtower? Well, see if you can answer the following questions. What is bibliomancy, and how should Christians view it? Bibliomancy is the practice of opening the Bible at random, in the belief that the first verse encountered contains the help one needs. True Christians do not look for omens. Rather, they study the Bible to gain accurate knowledge and divine guidance. December 15th issue, page 3. What is the world that will pass away? The world that will pass away is the world of mankind whose lives are out of harmony with God's will. The earth and faithful humans will survive. January 1st issue, pages 5 through 7. Although he died, how does Abel yet speak to us? He does so through faith. We can learn from and seek to imitate his faith. His example is still alive and vibrant. January 1st issue, page 12. In what areas should we take care not to let ourselves be distanced from God? Some areas are these: our employment or career, the recreation and entertainment we choose, attachment to a disfellowshipped relative, involvement in modern technology, concerns about our health, a wrong view of money, and placing too high a value on our views or position. January 15th issue, pages 12 through 21. What can we learn from Moses' humility? Rather than let authority go to his head, Moses relied on God, not on himself. We never want to let power, authority, or natural ability go to our head. Rather, we want to trust in Jehovah. February 1st issue, page 5. Where will the resurrected ones live? A limited number, 144,000, will live in heaven. Most who will be resurrected, though, will be brought back to life on earth, with the prospect of living forever here. March 1st issue, page 6. What did it mean that the Israelites were uncircumcised in heart? Jeremiah 9:26. They were stubbornly rebellious and needed to remove what made their heart unresponsive: thinking, affections, or motives that were in conflict with God's. March 15th issue, pages 9 through 10. How was Jesus an example of one who had a meaningful life? He had a purpose in life, that of doing God's will. He had intense love for his Father, and he loved people. Accordingly, Jesus knew that he had his Father's love and approval. Those are keys to a meaningful life. April 1st issue, pages 4 through 5. What does the earthly part of God's organization include? It includes the governing body, branch committees, traveling overseers, bodies of elders, congregations, and individual witnesses. April 15th issue, page 29. Why can we say that God was not cruel in executing his judgments? Jehovah does not delight in the death of the wicked. His past acts show that he lovingly warns people before executing judgment. This can give us hope of surviving future judgments. May 1st issue, pages 5 through 6. Did the Israelites execute criminals by hanging them on stakes? No. Other ancient nations did that, but not the Israelites. At least during the time of the Hebrew Scriptures, evildoers were first put to death, such as by stoning. Then the corpse might be hung on a stake as a warning to others. May 15th issue, page 13. Why is world peace so elusive? Though humans have accomplished much, they do not have the ability to direct their own steps. Satan controls the world, so humans will not be able to bring peace. June 1st issue, page 16. End of article. For further information, please visit our website at www.jw.org. End of magazine.